Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Brother Ibrahim Live. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Evening Speaks. Today we're going to have an interesting show for you today. We're going to be talking about a little bit of news, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Based on what's going on out there in the world today, we'll talk about the things. There's many things that we can talk about. We're going to play our album right quick here. From that point, we're going to, we're going to get into the show, okay?
I'm
We can do that. Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Raheem, and today we're just going to be talking about what's going on in the news media today. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the society, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. We're going to be talking about that because this society that we have set up, designed literally to bring the five tribes together. Now, what are the five tribes? Black, brown, red, yellow, white. We don't break you up into regions or countries and all of that. You follow what I'm saying? We just have the five tribes permeated in the planet. And we all, we pretty much all here on the planet trying to make the best of what's going on. And those that are soaking up so much of the wealth that forces so many people to sleep on the street. It's something that we need to talk about, you know? We have famine going on, and some of it's man-made, like what's going on in Somalia. That's man-made stuff there, you know? And the people sleeping on the street here, that's man-made, you know? In fact, everywhere somebody sleeping on the street is man-made. But there's enough wealth and riches on this planet so that nobody would have to sleep on the street, okay? Now, what seems to be on everybody's mind, and news media can't, won't stop talking about this guy. We're talking about Donald Trump, okay? He's an interesting character. I'm not mad at him. He kind of well went to the White House. It's great. And, you know, and once we realized who he was and what he was, you know, we fired him, you know. He refused to accept the resignation, so he's still running around claiming that he's president and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, people went around saying they still think he's president, but according to the rules that every other president followed before him, when the Electoral College tell you you're out, man, you're out. It's just that simple, you know? And they don't like that. So we have to literally address these issues because they're pushing these issues to the forefront, okay? Well, I'm just going to make a play. Donald Trump lost his bid for the White House. For those of you who can't deal with that, you have to deal with it. Biden is the president. He's taking all the presidential duties. You're fighting against him. If you notice his agenda, everything that he's doing is designed to help people. You know what I mean? Not to hurt people, put jobs and all this stuff on the table, help the women with child care and things of that nature. You know, I mean, Trump wasn't bringing that stuff to the table, okay? So, in fact, most of the stuff he did, if you look at some of his executive orders, was just to go against some of the good things that President Obama put in place. And call me what you want, but it's going to be a long time before we get another president as good as President Obama, I'm telling you right now. It's going to be a long while. You know, we got Biden in there now, or he got he might get some counsel from President Obama and his wife, two wives, could live together and talk, you know, because, boy, Michelle Obama wasn't a joke. That's a smart lady. So there's a lot going on, but that's some of the stuff that's in the news. Now, as a society, we worry about those type of things because this is our country. Everybody born here, okay, once you reach over 18, you become a trustee of the country. And as a trustee of the country, being born here as a trustee of the country, right, you have the opportunity to vote. That vote gives you the power to push the country in the right direction. And that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to push the country towards health, prosperity. We're trying to make a better place, make the country a better place for everybody, okay? Not just for the children or the one who stole the country. I'm talking about George Washington and his crew, you know? I don't speak very highly of them because they were thieves. They did a military coup, stole the country, challenged Britain for 33 years and lost. You can check, you can Google what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? Read the Treaty of 1812, and they lost. The reason why they did the military coup in the first place because they didn't want to work with blacks and women. okay? They didn't want to work with nobody but the slave masters. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to form a slave master coalition, look at the people that they call the founding fathers. They're not really the founding fathers, but they call them the founding fathers. I don't call them the founding fathers. The founding fathers was President Hansen and his crew. They the ones set up them, the Moors, the Native Americans, and the so-called poor white trash that Britain dumped on our shores. You know, we had set something up so that the people would have some kind of say-so when the leaders took charge. That's what the vote is all about. It gives the people some kind of say-so on what's going on. So that in actuality, the real power of the country is the people. So those of you out there who are even considering not voting, understand what you're doing. You're giving your power away. For no reason whatsoever, because you don't like the outcome or you don't deal with this, but you're giving your power away. And that's something that we need to think about, something that we need to stop doing. Get out there and vote, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't just vote in the national elections with the president. You got the local elections. Those judges that are locking people up, giving one group 10 years and another group 1 year for the same crime, we need to vote them out, because you'd be voting on the judges. Write their names down. Find out who they are. And when the vote comes up, when the judges is on that ticket, don't vote for them guys. Kick them out of office too. You can do a lot to make this a better country, to make it function better, you know? Because the people are actually the government. And you stop thinking in terms of the government being separate from you. When you say the government, you're talking about that person in the mirror. And you have to get out here and run this thing like you're supposed to. Check on what's going on. Check what your congressman is doing, your senator is doing. Check what your city council is doing, your aldermen. Check these people out. Find out what they're doing, if they're doing their job. If they ain't doing their job, when the vote comes up, check them out, man. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not about which member of the five tribes is running things, black, brown, red, yellow, or white. It's just about who's doing the best job. Whoever you think is going to do a better job, if they're not doing a good job, check them out, you know? That's what I'm saying, you know? So we're talking about the vote. This is Society, Elohim Power Tribe Society of Love News Hour. It's not a lot of news. There's a lot of news to talk about, but mainstream news, they're all repeating the same thing. So we're not getting that much from them, okay? And now people with the money, come on, all of the rich people that have the money that was backing Donald Trump, they're controlling the news cycle. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, they're beating up on Obama pretty bad, you know. Things about it, they're beating him up on stuff that he hasn't done. It's different with Trump. Trump was doing this stuff. Trump was saying this stuff out of his mouth, you know what I mean? When they played the tape of him grabbing people's vaginas and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, the whole thing is kind of weird. But, well, anyway, that's where I stand on the whole thing. That's my opinion. I think that Biden's a better candidate. I think that Biden's a better man. And we'll see what he do over the next 4 years. If he don't do a good enough job, hey, we'll fire him. Kick him out. Get somebody else in there. That's how it go, you know? And that's what we're supposed to do. That's how we're supposed to be thinking about it. Democrat, Republican, whoever's going to do the best job, that's what we vote for. You got a Republican in that ain't doing his job, check him out. Get a Democrat in that ain't doing his job, check him out. Okay? Party loyalty. when your man is in office, then you invoke party loyalty if he's pushing towards the right plan, you know? Like this guy, Mnuchin, or whatever his name is, I don't remember his name, but he, when the reconciliation bill and all that stuff is coming, not the reconciliation, that's not a bill, but when we were talking about this package that Biden's putting on the table, I forget the name of the package, it's been a long day, I'm going to run down, he said it was too much, but each one of those numbers represent a program that they're trying to institute. And what he needs to do is come up with what programs he's trying to cut to reduce that bill. Now, they're saying $3 trillion, but that's over 10 years. That's something like $800, $900 billion per year. So it's not a whole lot, you know, country-wise. it's not a whole lot of money that he's talking about, you know? I mean, they weren't complaining like this when he gave over $1 trillion something tax break to the rich. They should have, they didn't complain then, you know? So we have to look, really look and see what's going on, see what's happening out there, okay? Now, let's talk about the society itself, okay? Now, we're a society based on love, right? We don't have any enemies. We have people that perceive us as enemies, but we're not literally their enemy, okay? Now, those that perceive us as enemies, we're very careful when we go in an area where they're at. You know what I mean? I'm a black person. If I go in an area where the Klan is, I'm locked, loaded, ready to go. You see what I'm saying? So if they jump out here acting stupid, I'm not going down without a fight. You know, I'm not going to just let people run over and beat and kick up on me. You know, they got the rumble to get some of this. That's what I'm talking about. But if they don't mess with me, I'm not going to mess with them. I'm not looking for no trouble. If I have to go through the area, I'm just going straight through the area. I'm not even stopping for coffee. I'm just going straight through. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how they feel. And it doesn't make sense for me to put myself in a position where they don't feel good. And if they don't feel good, I don't feel good. You know, sometimes I know I say levels of acting to make other people feel good, but you have to think about that. How do you make a person feel good when they want to make you a slave? And the only way you're going to make them feel better is for you to become their slave. You can't. It's hard to love these people because you ain't trying to be no slave, you know, and nobody wants to be a slave. And that's what's going on in the country right now. Whites went under black rule for, thousands of years. And it's like it took Britain 800 years to get out from under black rule. They don't want black people ruling them. And we done been through it already with white rule. We don't want white people ruling us. You know what I mean? And the other tribes, they're beginning to come to power. The yellow and the brown tribe, they're beginning to come into power like they're supposed to sort of balance this thing out. But we have to be mindful, okay? Because, we have to be mindful because we, We used to occupy Mars. I'm going to put it like that. I'm just going to straight out and say it. We used to occupy Mars. And we occupied Mars. All five tribes were there. We were fighting and running from one another. And and each tribe had technology and weapons that could destroy the planet or destroy the face of the planet. And when the war broke out, they launched what they had. And, you know, you talk about first strike. Each one of them wanted to make the first strike. Literally devastated the surface of the planet, you know? So those that were up in the air had to get out of here. And they came here, you know? Started everything again. I think they came here. First ones came in, we're called the Marians, so we had to deal with that. Now, our ET brothers are still up there, watching out, looking out for over, trying to make sure that we don't make the same mistake we did before, because the Mars wasn't the original planet that we come from, because all of us come from, not all of us, most of us come from up around Osiris A and B, as the Dogons are respectfully telling everybody. And so we hit other planets before we came here. So this is not the first planet. Mars wasn't the first planet that we dropped on. And when they get technology together, they can check out Venus and Pluto and Jupiter, they'll see that Mars is not the first planet that we landed on, okay? What I don't know is why Mars was so lucrative in the beginning that made us build on Mars instead of Earth in the first place. There's another thing, I don't have a timeline for all of this, so it's possible that we were on Mars before we finished making the earth, you know, that might have something to do with it too, making the grass and the trees and making an ecosystem that's capable of sustaining us as a life form, you know. And by the time Earth got to that point, we had devastated Mars and was forced to come here, okay? We might have been coming here all along, but we have to, that's something else that we have to deal with, you know. There's a lot of thought processes on that, but right now, what we need to do is focus on how we're going to bring love and stability to this planet, because this planet is virtually a paradise. And with the technology that we have now, I mean, holy crap, we should be able to feed, clothe, house, and shelter every man, woman, and child on the planet. Should be able to, because this planet is a paradise, you know. But if you look around, you check the news, that's why the society is being set up, so that we can deal with the five tribes, deal with the each tribe's contributions to the planet, and see how we can figure out a way where we can work together without blowing the doggone thing up. You know, that's what the society is all about. The society flag is black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We want to deal with all the five tribes. That's all. We notice when the society is talking about tribes, we don't talk about races, because we're all one race, period. This is the human race breaking down into five tribes. And at one point, well, I can't go there right now because that's so long. I can't put a timeline on that either. What I was talking about was all one color, but that's not true, because we come from all, each tribe come from a different planet around Sirius A, so I can't go there with that, right? But what I do want to say is that as a society, we need to work towards love and understanding and being at peace with each other. And as gods, according to the Bible, okay, as gods, we're supposed to be taking care of each other. There's over 6-point-something billion people on the planet. And we're supposed to be sitting back designing plans to feed, clothe, shelter, and provide security for all 6 billion people. Well, it's a little tricky doing that, because as you build up, especially when you're talking about taking care of everybody on the planet, your weaponry, your military has to be so strong. Okay, the other militaries won't come and mess with you. And that becomes a problem, too, because a lot of the countries have made agreements, armament agreements, that like the nuclear weapons thing, where they're not going to have so many nuclear weapons. In fact, they got no nuclear weapons now to wipe out whoever they want. So they don't really need them on nuclear weapons, ships and boats and army. I think it's 125,000, 130,000. That's supposed to be the maximum number of armed forces that each major power is supposed to have. This is by agreement with them, you know. So if you're going to start taking care of people, they worried about that. They do not want us taking care of each other, and this is what we have to do. We have to take care of each other. We have to build to a point that we can provide food, clothing, and shelter for each other. Now, how do we do that? Where do we begin? Well, we begin with our own tribe, you know? You have children, grandchildren, you have aunts, uncles. All this is what you have underneath of you, you know what I'm saying? And there's a whole diaspora. We have family members all over the country. And we need to set up and start reaching out to them. How I suggest you reach out to them is get out of the thought process about good holidays and bad holidays, you know. Oh, I don't want to do Easter because that's a pagan Easter holiday. And she was a pagan and she was evil and all that, you know. That's part of the track. Okay. The people that are running the planet, they know that. And they know that's part of the track. So what we're supposed to do is when these holidays come up, use these holidays to reach out to our family members so that we can spend time with them, so we can talk with them, so they at least you know who you are. I'm sure you got cousins and nieces and nephews that you never even seen before. You don't know their names. You pass them in the street, wouldn't even know who they are, you know? Well, see, this is some of the stuff that we have to get around. And the best way to get around that is to start participating in the holidays. Now, the people that are running this country, you know, I'm talking about the 1%, they're the ones that's running things right now. They know this, and they work very hard on these holidays to interact with their family and tribal members. right? So this is what you have to do. This is where you begin, right? No, I don't have the money to feed all my cousins and aunts and uncles. I don't have the money to send them to school. I don't have the money to do none of that stuff. You know what I mean? So so how do I begin? What do I do? What do I start? Start with the holidays, okay? This is October. I don't know when the next holiday. I think the next holiday is Halloween, okay? Buy some Halloween cards. Find out their names and addresses and where they live at, you know? Send them a Halloween card. Say, how you doing? This is brother or sister so-and-so and or aunt so-and-so or cousin so-and-so. I'm just writing this to say hi, and you don't even have to say happy Halloween. So this is a holiday. I just want you yours for the holiday and stuff. If you only want to do one holiday a year, then you got New Year's Eve. How can that holiday, I don't see anybody can have a problem with that holiday, you follow what I'm saying? But you have to get out of that that mindset that holidays are bad. This is a good holiday, this is a bad holiday. No, you know, send them stuff for Halloween, you know? And what I haven't been doing on Halloween, right, I haven't been giving out candy and children come knock on the door and all that. But I'm going to start doing that, because if you're giving out candy, the children are coming to your house. They get to know who you are. How you doing? How you feel? Hey, Mr. So-and-so, we got this, we got that for you, follow what I'm saying? You know, this will get you a way to know the children in the neighborhood. You know, you got children in the neighborhood you don't know. Halloween is a good way to get to know them with the candy and stuff, you know. If you don't want to give out candy, put a dollar in each basket or whatever. I'm saying, go down like the brothers do when they go down to the strip club. Go to the bank and get a whole bunch of $1 bills and just give the kids a dollar when they come by. You know, that way you ain't got to worry about candy or candy being bad or unwrapped candy and all that stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Don't worry about what the holiday is for. You know, use the holiday to your benefit. Get to know the children in the neighborhood. See what I'm saying? That's Halloween. All right. I don't know about the Halloween decorations, but I think the Halloween decorations, that's the way to let the children know that you got the spirit of Halloween or whatever, you know what I mean, and that you're in the Halloween mood. And Halloween, what comes after Halloween? I don't know. I think we got I think Christmas is the next big one. Christmas and then January the 1st. There's the three big holidays that are coming up, you know. Got to figure out how to get to know your family and your diaspora. This is what you need the holiday for, all right? So when something happens, you're in the loop. You got people in your tribe that are sick and dying, and they won't even call you to let you know they died because they don't know who you are. You know, if you knew, you would come. You would find out what's going on. But they don't know who you are. They don't know what you're about. They don't know what's going on. And I'm sure everybody has something that they can offer knowledge-wise. If you don't have no money, just information or knowledge-wise to members of your tribe, members of your diaspora, to your children, your grandchildren, or whatever, you know? And then when the big boys get together to have a Halloween party, right, it's a business party. They invite me to contact business people, people that they couldn't get to otherwise, that's worked so hard, but they can't get a day off. Halloween is a national holiday. They get a day off. They can come to your house for a party. You can network with them, find out what kind of business they got, how you can sell to them. This is how the game is played. We have to come out of the thought process of good and evil, you know what I'm saying? Because good, what's good to one person, maybe evil to someone else, and what's evil to another person maybe good for someone else. It's like the Klan, you know? It'd be good for them for me to be their slave, but that's evil for me. You follow what I'm saying? So me being free is evil for the Klan. You know what I'm saying? So what's good for one side, it may be totally, totally terrible on the other side, you know? So don't get caught up in the good and evil aspect of things. Just get caught up in what you're trying to do and how you're trying to achieve what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you're a businessman, depending on how big your diaspora, your family and diaspora is, that's a good way to do your network marketing. You can start with the tribes. Most tribes are huge. I know my tribe is huge. And even with society, membership requests are pouring in. I have to turn some of them down because right now we can't accept so many members. because it costs a lot of money to set this up to make sure that each member is getting what they're supposed to get. So I can only allow a certain amount of members to come into society right now. But pretty soon we'll be accepting more all comers. But, you know, when you get when something go really, really big and a lot of people get involved, they get very impatient when things are going slow, you know. And so we want to make sure that we can handle everybody that's coming in, we can handle what's going on, and that everybody's knowledgeable about the society and what's going on. Now, what society is this? Elohim Five Child Society of Love. Now, you can go to this, you can go to our site, okay? Elohim Five Child Society of Love. It's out there. And we're going to be selling products and stuff like that on the site. We're lining up stuff now to be sold on the site. And those of you on the line, thank you so much for being on the line. Those of you who are on the line, if you have a product or something you want to sell, you know, go to the site and, you know, visit the site and see if you want to, you know, place your product on the site. So this way you don't have to go through, oh, boy, people will order and pay you through the site. I'm still trying to figure out how that works. Do they pay us directly or do we go through the site and then the site sends us the money? Based on where they're talking, I think the order goes through the site and the site sends up the money. I don't know how much money the site takes for each item that's sold, you know, because each item is sold. It's like they call it like a platform. And the people that are ordering from our site, the people that are putting stuff on our site, they pay for the platform by the items sold. So it don't cost them nothing to get a platform from us to sell their product. But there's a cost that's attached to the products to pay for everything that's going on, okay? Just like Walmart and the rest of them are doing, you know? But we're trying to do it for ourselves. I mean, I got a niece that makes candles. She's trying to find an outlet for her candles, you know, put her on the site. I got tons of stuff, CDs, books, T-shirts, hats, cups, pins. I got all kinds of stuff over here to actually put on the site once we get the site up and running. And then we also have a spiritual site called Tyrannical Church of Christ in Allah. That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. It's not supposed to be pronounced Allah. That's not how it's supposed to be pronounced. It's supposed to be all, supposed to give out the breath of life. All, that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, actually. Because when we're talking about what they call Allah, we're talking about the all. That's everything in the universe at the same time. That's what the all is. And that's what we're made up. That's why we're made up out of energy. Everything is made up out of energy. So we're made up out of source energy. The energy that made up everything is what we're made up out of. It's kind of interesting. I talk about that on the show, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But we're supposed to be talking about news here today. And we went through some of the news, you know. We talked about Trump a little bit, you know. It seemed like we can't get this guy off our minds because he won't let us. This guy's everywhere, boy. If you turn on every channel, every station, this guy is everywhere. It's almost like a dictator on top of us. You follow what I'm saying? And this is the news media is helping do this. Because when they put up a picture of Biden, they put a picture of him up too. And they don't need his picture next to Biden. But they do that to try to make it like he's well, Trump is campaigning now. Because people are sending him so much money. This guy is pretty good. I can't be mad at the man. You know what I mean? Anybody that's dumb enough to send this guy money, you know, he needs to take your money. You know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of people sending him money out there, you know, because the platform that he's on and what he stands for, it's not healthy, you know, it's just not healthy. And so this is what we have to deal with. He would love to shut this democracy down and turn it into a dictatorship where he's a dictator, you know, like Hitler did. Hitler come to power through the vote. They were voting people in the office when Hitler took power. But after he took power, he shut down everything. You couldn't vote for nothing. And if he went against Hitler, he put you in a concentration camp. This is the kind of thought process that this guy's under, you know? So the people that are voting for him, hey, I wish you luck. But he's not going to get my vote, that's for sure. And like I'm saying, we have to campaign on the local level, mayor race, city council. We have to think about all that stuff. The older men, we have to go through the whole nine yards. We have to become more involved in running our country.
This is our country. This is our perfect job. This is my country, and I'm going to run it, and I have power. The power that I have is that vote. So I'm going to cast my vote to push this country in the right direction. That's what we need to do, okay? All five tribes have to work together. Okay, let me run this commercial right quick. This Elohim Five Tribes, Constellation Osiris, better known to you as Orion's Belt. We put the Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia time. The call number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out, if you have a comment or something you want to say. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or a group and you'd like to give a shout out, please do so. Monday, we're talking about the Monday, we're talking about society news, okay? Tuesday, we're talking about that. We're reading through the Toronto Scriptures, Secret Doctrine. That's the book we're reading from on Tuesday. That's the book that the society is indentured to, okay? On Wednesday, we talk about politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. Saturday is religion. The Bible 2.0. Tyrannical Church of Christ and all. Kind of strange to hear it like that, because we used to hear it the tongue a lot. You know what I mean? It goes off the tongue easier. But it's supposed to be all in the breath of life. That's how it's supposed to be, okay? So I'm going to be saying it a lot so we can get used to hearing that particular phraseology when it comes to the term or Allah, okay? We have a gospel CD on the market, 911 Peace Emergency, Christ Has Come. The link is CD, Elohim Christ 2, that's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus Is Coming. And ask yourself, we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? He's coming out of the goddess's womb, just where he came from the first time. So you sisters out there, and be mindful of the babies that you're dumping. Those babies you're dumping, just might, one of them children might be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? So you brothers out there, it takes two to make them. So you hang in there with the children to take care of those babies, because they need that male figure in their life, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. Now, that's on the market. You can buy that book. I think it's going to be the $20 or $25. I have to check and see. Last I checked, the CD is going for $10 to $15. Well, eBay is $25, so you might want to get it from either Walmart or Amazon or one of those places, okay? Now, for more information about the CD and the book, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703. Now, we're going to have from 9 to 9. 7 days a week you can call to find out about the CD and stuff, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, Rockstar Out. We had a global empire, and this guy has the proof in his book as a historian to back that time up. So if you don't have the book, get it. If you can't get the book, go on YouTube. He has lectures out there, Horace Butler, and you can listen to him on YouTube with his lectures, okay? Now, I also like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube by the name Kamitra Levin. She has a spoken word. Just go on YouTube and check her out. Right now, she's doing a little singing. She sounds pretty good. Let me give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love, Wunam, WNOL. Call and number is 909-749-8626. Actually, that's not the call and number. That's her number. So when she told me, when you call that number for some kind of spiritual advice or whatever, you can just mention Elohim Five Tribes, because that way she'll know where you are. Elohim Christ, mention the Elohim Show on Blackwell, and she'll know where you got the number from. Okay, let's give a shout out to the Division 121 out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1918 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. ENA at 267-822-2320, okay? Now, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build in Africa. In fact, Brother's in Africa right now. He's a member of our society. It's RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you need flag, red, black, and green flag or buttons, if you're trying to do anything like that, just give Brother a call and he'll hook you up. That number is 609-68-5828. And Safemore Electronics, that's industrial electricians. They do lights, sockets, bring electricity into your house. If you got a problem with switchboards and stuff, you know, circuit breakers and everything, you just give them a call. And also, they install home security systems. So just give them a call. That number is 336-988-8638, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Tommy T, okay? He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. His calling number is 267-259-4077. He has about 7 CDs on the market right now. So if you want to hear some good music, give him a call. I also like to give a shout out to Taylor Patch Learning Academy. Licensed and certified. She's an EMT who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. That's what she deals with right now, West Philadelphia. And so if you're out of the West Philadelphia area, she might not be able to handle what's going on with the children because of the time and the logistics involved and how particular she is about maintaining the care and the quality of the children. So for the best quality service, just give her a call at 215-594-4308, okay? 215-594-3081. Sorry about that. Her email address, Telepath Learning Academy, @gmail.com. She just made some changes. I had to write them down right down here. I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So check these guys out, and they'll keep you healthy. Okay. Now, where were we at? We're talking about the news. Any of you have a comment or something you want to say about the news? Any questions about what's going on out there? You know, just hit one on your dial, and we can talk about it. You know, it's just an interactive show, so you can jump in. Now, on a regular show during the week, if you start getting a whole lot of questions, I can increase the show to an hour and a half or 2 hours to accompany the questions because the talk portion is an hour long and the show is set up to go 1 hour. As long as you get any questions and if you're engrossed in what I'm saying and if what I'm saying makes sense, you just want to listen for the hour, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of people online just listening right now, which is good. Thank you so much because it makes me feel good that you're there, you know, and I know that you're listening every day, and I appreciate it, okay? We will be on YouTube, I don't know, maybe not next month, but the month after, October, November, December, we'll be on YouTube in December, and we'll have, once we get the site set up the way we want, I'll be giving lectures on YouTube, and I'll be giving lectures that you can tune in and questions and all that because they're going to be a site, whereas we'll have classes and all that kind of stuff on the site so that you can learn certain things about what's going on and what we're talking about and where you can get the information from that we're talking about, you know. Now, we were talking about, I know I mentioned, just like today, I was dealing with Darwinism. And after I explained exactly what I meant, what I understood about Darwinism, there's no reason to talk about Darwinism. I told them that when they start saying Darwin's fact of evolution, then we can discuss it. Until then, there's nothing to discuss. That's his opinion. That's his opinion, but that's all it is. That's just his opinion. There's no facts to back up Darwinism. You know, it's a theory. And a theory is an idea that somebody has that hasn't been proved. And I deal with facts. So he asked me, well, is there any facts at all involved with Darwinism? I said, there's one fact involved with Darwinism. Man is here. Other than that, it's all conjecture. It's all stories that he done made up. You know, that's the only fact. And you can't get around that. Man is here. And then the one fact that you can't get around with Zionism is that man is here. That's a fact. And then we get into the start postulating conclusions and ideas around a fact, you know? So until Darwinism become a fact and not a theory, I don't see why we should waste a whole lot of time on it, you know, because it don't make sense to me, because we're designers, and we're designing stuff right now. That's what I'm telling everybody now. Go out and design something to make your life better. Design something and do better. Don't sit here and wait for some kind of evolution or something to make things happen. You're in the way you were designed. You're designed to overcome all that stuff, you know? So that's what I'm dealing with. That's why I don't really talk too much. I don't talk too long to the people that are dealing with the Darwinism concept, because it's so serious. And when it turns into a fact, something that's not going to change, that we can deal with from time immemorial, okay, then we can discuss it. The only thing that I know of Darwinism that we can deal with from time immemorial is that man is here. That's it. From that point on, hey, you on your own, buddy. That's what I talk to you on your own, man, you know. Because all that, you know, evolution and all that, you know, I mean, animals are changing because they were designed to change that way so that they wouldn't become extinct, so that they can grow different things when the environment changes, so that they can live in different environments. That's how they were designed. They call it that evolution, whatever. So I'm saying, you know, okay, you have one thought process and have another thought process. But I know that monkeys ain't turning into people right now, but we're still designing stuff. So what can I tell you? When monkeys start turning to people again, then call me. That's what I tell them. They get a little agitated with that. Well, we've changed something. Facts don't change. I keep telling people that over and over and over. I didn't mean to get into Darwinism, but I was having a conversation for about 2 hours a day with different people. We had a little group discussion here on Darwinism. Facts don't change. If it changes, it's not a fact. Man is here. You can't change that. That's a fact. No matter what you do, man is here. And what's happening out there, people be arguing and debating over conclusions about the fact, you know? It's like when they used to say that the sun rose and fell and the sun went around the earth and all that stuff, you know? The only fact in that argument was that the sun is there. No matter what they talk about, no matter what they did, the fact of the matter, there is the sun, you know? And you got it, they're out there debating. The earth is flat. The earth is round. I can't see why they're still debating that the earth is flat when we got stuff up there looking at the planet and seeing that it's not flat. They got videos and pictures that they're taking from outer space of the planet, and it's not flat. You know what I'm saying? That makes it a fact that the earth is not flat. The earth is round. you know, so that's what I'm getting into. But the main fact about the earth being round or flat is that the earth is here. That's a fact that's never going to change. Whether they think it's flat or a cube or however they want to think about it, none of that matters, because the fact of the whole thing, if we deal strictly with facts, there'd be nothing to argue and debate about. The earth is here. You can't deny that because you're standing on it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's flat or round, duh. I could care less. You know, we're here, we're growing food, we're eating, you know. Whether it's flat around, and don't make me no difference whether it's flat around. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I know that it's here. Now my question is, what can I do with this sucker? How can I eat, food my family, you know, and all this here kind of stuff. That's what I'm talking about, you know. So we get to debating over nonsensical stuff because we go beyond the facts. That's what I'm saying. And we need to, if we start dealing closer to the facts, we wouldn't be arguing, fussing, and fighting with each other over nothing. When we're dealing with each other on a personal level, we'll go straight to the facts. See what I'm saying? And that's what we're dealing with now. That's, well, one of the thought processes that I'm trying to introduce. I wasn't supposed to introduce it today. We're supposed to be talking about news, but my thought process just carried me into this because I spent so much time on Darwinism today, which is unlike me. I don't really discuss that a whole lot because it's a theory. It's not a fact, you know? Well, one of the biggest problems that tied them up was that they couldn't believe we come from other planets. You know what I mean? I'm saying, why is that so hard to get your head around? I just can't see us coming from another planet. These are the Darwin people, because they're stuck on this planet here. I can't see us coming from another planet. I said, wait a minute. Don't we have little toys on other planets right now, looking around? Don't we have people that are leaving this planet, going out on a station, on a ship out there? Then we have the concept, nobody's sure they really went to the moon. Then we have men dressed in suits going to the moon on another planet. Well, if we can go to another planet, what's so hard about other people coming to this planet? I mean, I don't get it. I just can't see us coming from another planet. And, you know, I have to rest my case. The evidence is right in front of them, what we can do and who we are. Just like we design the ships we design in the day to go out there, they're getting better. And they're going to get better. We're going to design something greater and greater and greater. We're never going to stop designing. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to see those gorillas and apes turning into people. It's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is how the natural nature constantly reproduces what she does. That's how nature does. If it happens the first time in nature, it happens now in nature. They talk about the RNA. I don't know whom one of the lines can meet with the RNA, and which is the building block of protein and all that. You know what I mean? They have so many different concepts of how we come from ooze into who we are. You follow what I'm saying? And I understand, but you can't go nowhere on the planet and find that group of chemicals at any place at one time that naturally occurred to make RNA. They need one of the designers to bring those chemicals together to make the RNA do what it's supposed to do. They'll get there sooner or later. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm slowly talking about the news, but I went into the Darwin thing. I apologize for that. But it's been on my mind, so I just wanted to throw those thought processes out there. And if we stick to the facts about what's going on, it will keep us from arguing with our families so much. Because our families, we argue a lot over nonsense, and we're not actually dealing with the facts. And when something happens in a family, it's hard to get to the facts, you know? Just like when somebody gets hurt and you want information. But they're giving you all kinds of stories and stuff, but they're going away from the information to deal with the facts of exactly what happened so you know what to do next. Because of the way we're being culturalized, the way we're being trained by this society, we need to train ourselves a little better on what's going on and what we need to do. So now, just a retake of the news, what's going on in Somalia, they're still devastating Somalia over there. Follow what I'm saying? We're having trouble getting our goods, not service, because there's a container gridlock out there on the sea. I still haven't figured out what the heck is going on out there. I might do a little research after I drop the phone and find out why those ships are stuck out there and how long it's going to be before that gridlock opens up so that we can get our goods and services. So if you need something now is the time to go start to buy it, because I don't know when that stuff is going to come off those ships, you know. I have a bread maker. I'm still waiting on a part for my bread maker. I should have been here. I ordered a PlayStation. That should have been here, but that's coming straight from China. And it ain't got here yet. They keep saying delayed. It should have been here on the 26th. It should have been here on the 6th, but it's not here. Yeah. So if you're going to get some things, you better start dealing with what you're going to need now and stock up on a few things. Because I don't know, the vegetables and all that stuff, some of the stuff that's on those containers, I don't know how good it's going to be by the time they get to shore and get to the marketplace. So I don't know what kind of shopping. I shop once a month. You know, I shop once a month. I go get everything I need once a month, and I don't have to go back to the store no more. Because the little mom and pop stores, they really charge a lot. And it breaks my budget down when I have to go to those little stores every week to get stuff. Now, fresh vegetables are better for you than the frozen vegetables, without a doubt. But when you shop once a month, and in order to keep the kind of vegetables that I'd be shopping, the amount of vegetables that I'd be shopping for, I'd have to blanch them and boil them. So since I got to boil them anyway, since I got to blanch them and freeze them, not boil them. I have to blanch them and freeze them. Since I got to freeze them anyway, I'm already frozen. So if I can't get away from the freezing process because the vegetables don't last long. You give them a week in the refrigerator, they start going limp, deteriorating, you know, stuff like that there. So if you are buying fresh vegetables, to keep them from spoiling. Now you can freeze lettuce too. A lot of people don't know that, but you can actually freeze lettuce. You can take it all, dry it off, put it in some paper, and you can put them in the freezer. Excuse me. Now, I don't know how crunchy they're going to be. They're not going to be that crunchy. You can also cook lettuce, too. If you dice up lettuce real fine and cook it, it comes out just like cabbage. You know, it tastes pretty good, you know. So you don't have to lose your lettuce. If the lettuce is starting to go bad in your refrigerator, right, peel off the leaves that are bad, chop the lettuce up. Rinse it off, and you can either dry it out before you put it in the refrigerator, or just put it in the refrigerator just like that. Put it in whatever amounts that you think you're going to use, break it apart and put it in the bags and put it in the refrigerator, and just add it to your cooked vegetables, you know. You can add it to your greens or whatever you're cooking, and just add it to your vegetables, and it tastes pretty good. Especially if you, if you take the lettuce and onions and little rice and a little sauerkraut and put it in a pan and, you know, put a little coconut oil in there and cook it up a little bit and then drop a little, soy sauce. Drop some little soy sauce and stuff in there, little duck sauce in there, and it tastes just like Chinese food, you know? I mean, it'd be great. It was like a little Chinese meal, you know? You can even add some flesh in there if you want. I don't recommend the flesh, but you can add flesh in there if you want. And it all comes out pretty good, you know? So that's just on shopping. That's my news for shopping for today, you know, to keep those vegetables and stuff fresh, you know, and to keep you from spending so much money in the little mom and pop stores, you know, although it's good to shop there sometimes because you want to keep as much money in the neighborhood as you can. So buying little things from the mom and pop stores, it's not really bad, you know, because you want to keep some money in the neighborhood, you know, and that makes a difference too, you know. It keeps the money in your community so it can circle in the community at least once or twice, like that there, you know, because I shop at all the little stores here, you know, during that month period after I get all everything that I need. I shop for my little extras in the mom and pop stores, you know, just to give them a play, you know, because they need it. A lot of times I'll buy some of the T-shirts. If I run out of T-shirts, like I'm making T-shirts, I might run out of size 6 or something, I go to the mom and pop store to get it. Because other than that, I buy them in bulk. It's so much cheaper than buying a little $5 or $6 T-shirt when I can get them for $2 or $3, you know. So that makes a difference. But I do give them a play, you know. Once again, this is your brother Elohim. I appreciate those that are on the line. Thank you so much. This is a Monday, and I haven't been sending out no texts. So if you want people to do the time, and just, you know, tell them about it. Tell people about it. Word of mouth. Tell people about it. Give them the number. Give them the number because I won't be doing no texting about the shows and stuff, okay? I have walked the path of divine energy. I've followed the path of Be What You Sow. All that I've done today, I eagerly await its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. We got about 1 minute left. I just like to say love is the act that makes others feel good. I talked about that too. Making people feel good that actually hate you. It's kind of hard. Like the Klan. You know, it would make them feel great if I was their slave, you know, but I'm not, I can't make them feel good, if I understand. I mean, I can't help them feel good, because I ain't going to, you know, not going to make me feel good to be their slave. That's what they want. They want me to be their slave, their little servant and stuff. I can't handle it, you know what I mean? So you have to think about it. Love is the act that makes others feel good, but you really need to learn what makes them feel good. You need to learn what makes them feel good before you start acting on it, okay? This is your brother Elohim, and we'll chit-chat here again tomorrow. Remember, tell everybody about the show. Tell people, I'm not texting anymore, so just tell people about the show and chime in tomorrow. And we'll chit-chat tomorrow. Much love, guys.